We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Yeah, I love you.
50%
ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I'm like 95% ratchet.
Becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Get early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut
you. Charlamagne Tha God.
Prince of people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kevin from Greenberg.
Kevin from Greenberg. What up, brother? Get it off your chest.
Yes. Well, first I want to say thank you for you guys and the platform that you provide for everyone.
Thank you, brother.
And I want to thank the listeners for the support of my son and his video Make It, which is out on YouTube. The
kind people check it out?
Oh, yes. And you all got listeners from Africa, Europe, supported my son.
Dope.
I really appreciate it from you guys and the Breakfast Club listeners.
But all right, brother.
I just want to talk about the Kamala Harris. You know, she's a great pick, but social media are dogging her as far as her saying she's not black enough and saying that the incarceration of black people. And I think she was just doing her job. And they're just social media just killing us. Especially black folks, which I don't understand.
I don't understand it, nor do I get it either.
It seems like it's especially black folks, but it's not especially black folks. A lot of that is manufactured. You know what I mean? It's bots, you know? It is a lot of people, black people that, I'm not going to say it's a lot, but it is a large amount of black people that don't like her. But a lot of that is bots, and a lot of that is coming from the Trump administration. But that's expected.
Okay.
I think it's more than bots, bro.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Envy, I know you ride your bike and you be riding for miles. If you're not busy Sunday, why don't you come up to White Plains and ride for justice at 9 a.m.? It's a great event.
Yeah, I seen Tamika Mallory and my son doing it. I might go do my ride at 5 in the morning and join y'all. I was thinking about that today, but, you know, I usually do my rides 5 in the morning, so by the time I get back, my kids is up, so I can be here for their breakfast. That's why I go so early, but we'll see. Maybe I will try to make it up there. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Wavy, man, calling from Baltimore.
Hey, what's up, man?
Wavy, what's up, King?
Hey, how you doing, man? Yo, I am a huge fan of this show, man. I've been listening to y'all for years. I just really want to thank y'all, man, for just doing what y'all doing and being who y'all are, man. I really, really appreciate it. Helped me through some tough times, man. So I definitely appreciate y'all and what y'all do, man. Thank you.
All right, brother. Well, thank
appreciate you, King.
You doing good now, though?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm off today. It's my birthday, man. So
happy
I'm
birthday. Good. Happy born day, brother.
You're a Leo.
You, yes, sir. I'm a Leo, Uncle Shaw. I work overnight, and honestly, I listen to you guys while I'm putting away the boxes and whatnot, working giant overnight. So I'll be grinding, but y'all be helping me get through, man, and thank you. And I really want to give a shout-out to my cousin Chris, man, and my brother Clinton. and my parents, man. And I love B more, man. And I love y'all. And I thank y'all for letting me on. Thank you.
All right, man.
Peace, King.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this King calling out Ohio. What's happening?
What's up? Get it off your chest.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the election. I just think it's whack that we pretty much vote and we got to vote for anybody just to get Trump out of office. I mean, it seems like this is our only option after we've seen, like, both the records of, you know, Biden and Harris. It's just whack that we got to vote for them to get Trump out of office.
All right, well, make sure you vote. Make sure you're registered.
What's Harris's record, King?
I'm just talking about where all of the convictions that a black man she put behind bars. What I'm thinking that...
What's the number of convictions? How many black men did she put behind bars? Like, what's the number? Because I keep hearing people say that, but I haven't seen any numbers. What's the number?
Well, I haven't done all the research. I don't know the number.
And that's the problem. And that is the problem.
Hold on.
And that's the problem.
You know, it's some numbers, though. She did district attorneys. You know, she putting people behind bars. But listen... I'm just saying that since Trump been in the office, black people has come together to, like, stand up against that racism. I seem like we just waiting for somebody to get in the office to put us back to sleep, or we waiting for somebody to save us. Like, nah, bro, we need to stand together like we've been doing and keep fighting, you know, for what we doing instead of waiting for somebody to come in to try to save us or pacify us. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with that, and
it's not even about Senator Harris. It's about Biden. He the president. She just the VP. Now we can.
I'm not voting for.
I know a little bit about him.
I'm not voting for Biden. I'm voting for Senator Harris. I'm not voting. For
Biden. So, are you voting? Are you registered to vote?
I'm registered, but man, it's so hard. It's tricky. Like, man, this is whack to me, man. I just don't feel like I want to give my vote to somebody that. Right. I mean, we've been standing together fighting. I mean, nobody's coming to save y'all. We got to save ourselves. I mean...
Do me a favor.
Nobody's coming in to save us.
I agree with you 100%. But I do think that we can use our collective power and we can use our collective black leverage to, you know, elect people that we want to elect. And then we can hold them accountable once they get in those positions. I agree with you. I think black people have come together in a real way and we need to keep this collective pressure going way beyond once somebody's in the White House.
Well, thank you.
Right.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man
or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, it's Anthony. Good morning, DJ MV, Charlamagne, God, Anthony.
Good morning,
Peace, King.
Good morning. Good morning. I want to start by saying congratulations on you guys' Radio Hall of Fame induction.
And, Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem. Envy, you invited Charlamagne on a bike ride. And I just want to let you guys know that I was saying that Envy invited you on Charlamagne on a bike ride. And apparently, bike riding can lower men's testosterone and cause erectile dysfunction because of the pressure that it causes when you sit on the bike seat. It puts pressure on the on that space that's called perineum, and it can slow the blood flow. So I'm not trying to discredit you guys, or I'm not trying to stop you from riding bikes, but...
Yeah, I got gel for him, though, brother. I got some gel for him, so he'll be all right. I got some nice gel for him to make sure he's all right.
You think he's trying to sabotage Charlamagne?
I can't call it one way or another, you know.
Definitely sounds like some sort of infiltration, penetration. Something he wants to do to my perineum. That'd be a dope Bobby Brown remake. It's my perineum. Where's the perineum at? It's like in between your balls and your bunkie?
My goodness, bro.
That's the medical term for it. It's called the perineum. I just found that out.
Wow.
Thank you.
You learn something new every day here on The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, you got to protect our Hall of Famers. You know, you can't let the Hall of Famers go out.
That's right.
But I got some gel pants for you, Charlamagne. You be good, man.
No.
Gel pants take care of everything between your ass and your penis.
Bro, you're not getting my perineum, King.
Your perineum. Thank you, sir. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, bro?
Dorian.
Hey, Dorian, get it off your chest.
Yeah, I got an issue with Charlamagne. I feel like he's been extremely reckless with bashing Biden all the time. I mean, we got the most dangerous president we've ever had in this country in office right now. And every chance he gets, he's like
Biden's not. We need Democratic policies. We need to get Trump out of office.
Once again, I don't have time to have this conversation with people, because if you're trying to get those disaffected voters or those young voters to come out, trust me when I tell you, saying that you're the anti-Trump just isn't enough. A lot of energy is behind Senator Kamala Harris right now, and a lot of energy is behind the fact that they actually have, you know, an economic black agenda for black folks. And people want it to be stronger, yes, but it's a great start. But they got to keep that momentum up, period. Every single moment is advertising. Every single moment is a commercial. Every single moment is promotion and marketing. What's going to make people come to the party in November? Putting Senator Harris on the flyer with Joe Biden. Last night, there was not enough of that in no way, shape, or form. Why do you think people complained when they was like, damn, why Michelle Obama ain't mentioned Senator Harris? But she pre-taped before, you know, Senator Harris was the VP pick. So, yes, if you really want Joe Biden to win, then you'll be encouraging him to push an agenda and policy as well as Senator Harris as well.
All right. Well, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Stephanie. I talked about yesterday, but I sounded terrible on the phone.
Hey, Stephanie, get it off your chest, mama.
Charlamagne, you keep talking about people not being outraged about this whole voter suppression thing. I am literally terrified. I woke up the other day. I live on like a main street and there's a mailbox across the street. I woke up like scared that they took the mailbox away, and I keep checking every day. And I'm like trying to get out the information that we need to go support the USPS, but also to make sure that our ballots are counted. But it's like you don't know what to do in a situation. This is the craziest thing ever to be happening right now.
That's true. You can text USPS to 50409, and they'll send letters to your senators and representatives in support of the Postal Service. It takes like less than 1 minute. I actually did it yesterday. Just text USPS to 50409. But yesterday I did see the outrage I was looking for. There was actually a hashtag. It was divorce Trump, and it had like 60,000, 70,000 tweets. And it was, you know, people finally, I guess, realizing like, whoa, this dude is really trying to kill our democracy.
Yeah, it's like we act like, you know, you see this happening in other countries, or, you know, have happened, dictatorships, all of the above. We act like it can't happen to us, but he is trying to do exactly that. We are not exempt from such.
Absolutely.
With other countries because of one person, because of a dictator, not because of people.
Absolutely.
Like that.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, that's why I had to get off my chest. I'm terrified, but I'm going to vote and do my part.
Well, thank you, bro.
Yes.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth, so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest on the line right now, Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
I'm doing a little awkward. The first conversation between you and Angela Yee was like, I know you ain't got no pants on. And you replied, I don't. I'm like, whoa.
Because it's very businessy up at the top and everyone right. back to sleep at the bottom.
Yeah, business on top, party on the bottom.
There you go. Hey, we was talking about you this morning, Sherry. I never knew that you was on Friends.
Yes. You remember it was Gabrielle Union, Aisha Tyler, and it was me. I'm Rhonda, and these aren't real. Pete, I gave you my pudding. I shared my snack pack with you.
That was a memorable line.
You asked me to say it. Mm-hmm. I'll be shopping for toilet paper, and people ask me to say the line.
Really?
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know what was happening. I thought you was having a stroke. I was like, what is going on? I didn't know what you was doing just now.
Let me ask you this. Sherry, did you ever used to watch Friends before you were on an episode? Keep it real.
I really didn't. I really didn't because there was nobody that looked like me, but I watched Living Single.
Same here.
All the time. Yes. Which I was also on Living Single, but they had to fight for me to be on Friends because the role that I did was written for a white person. And my agent said, just let her come in the room and audition and see what she does. And that's how I got hired.
Right. And they never brought you back because you called out all the white people? They said you left a postcard?
That's hilarious.
I was devastated. I was in my early 20s and I was so excited to be on Friends because they had let my agents know that I did such a great job. And that literally, that particular episode was one of the top, fan favorites, even to this day. And so I made a postcard with me and I brought up the color, like my skin, everything was just real colorized. And I put on the back of the postcard, Friends finally got some color. And I sent it to all the people because we didn't have all the social media. So I sent it to all my friends and fans and all of the producers at Friends, and they never called me back. Like, sometimes if your character will steal a scene, they will call you back to do other work. And they never called me back for any auditions ever, and I was so devastated because I said, did I offend the producers? So I'm not saying they should have called me back, but I never was called back.
Are they calling you more? Are they reaching out to you now with everything going on? The phone lines are starting to light up. Your agent is calling you, but like, hey, we're getting a lot of offers right now, a lot of auditions.
I'm hoping that comes my way, but I don't think my calls have increased because I think people just know me and they know my reputation. But I hope that that's happening for other people who didn't have, the chances that I've had.
Right.
Are you happy with the diversity?
Y'all call me.
For what? We ain't got nothing off you.
This ain't gonna help you.
This ain't gonna help me at all.
But you say, you have stayed working though. So just for other people out there who are trying to make it right now, what is the difference that you see from when you first started in your career and now? Just was it a lot more difficult back then? And what advice would you give to young black women and young black men who are trying to break into the industry and having a difficult time?
I think number one, if you know this is what you're supposed to do, don't let anybody stop you because it only takes one person. I mean, even with the show I was promoting, Iglesias, Mr. Iglesias, Gabriel Iglesias hired to be his love interest. They were auditioning name actresses who you know. And someone from our wardrobe department, Elora Casado, was a theater major in New York, but she had no agent in L.A. And she was doing our wardrobe. And the head of the wardrobe went to Gabriel and said, would you just give her a chance to audition? That's something that you don't do. You can get fired for doing something like that. But Gabe, being the person that he is, he said, okay. Elora came in and blew him away. They hired her. They hired the wardrobe assistant to play his love interest. And she was amazing. They made her a regular on the show. So that's what I tell people. It only takes one person to believe in you. So if this is what you know you're supposed to do, keep doing it. Now, what I see that's different now is now people are going, well, why can't the chief of staff of the hospital be a black person or be a Latina person? So, I think it is opening up because I had the reputation when I did Friends and Suddenly Susan, I used to be known as the black girl that did all the white shows. Now you got leads of shows, Niecy Nash doing Claws and Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder and Kerry Washington. So it is opening up. More people behind the scenes. That's what we need.
All right, we got more with Sherry Shepherd. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Sherry Shepherd. Yee.
Now, you also have your podcast, Two Funny Mamas, with Kim Whitley. So how much fun is that for you? Because that seems like it's something that you're doing just because you're passionate about it and it's a good time.
I love doing Two Funny Mamas podcast. It's on YouTube, so you can subscribe on YouTube. And we're just, you know, we're two single mothers. We're raising black boys, and we just happen to be, we just love making people laugh. We're on tour on our Ladies Night Out comedy tour, Kim Whitley and I. And we just, we talk about everything from marching, from Don Lemon calling people out, to should we shave during the quarantine, to how do you have COVID sex, back to how do you have confidence as a woman, how do you date. It's just a gamut of stuff because we grown-ass women, and we talk about grown stuff. So we're on our seventh episode right now. Right now, we still have people coming at us wanting to pitch a TV show based on us. And, you know, ultimately, I would love Kim and I to have a talk show.
I would love that.
I love Kim Whitley.
Now, you have a 14-year-old son, right? Your son's 14 now?
He just turned 15. He's in high school. 15. And I found out he has a Snapchat account. And on his Snapchat account, he said, I like the WWE, I like the NBA, I like Teen Titans and Nickelodeon, and I want a girlfriend. It was so sweet.
He wants a girlfriend.
What if his girlfriend got a hoopty?
That's okay, because he got a hoopty. Like, you know, my son
comes. He's only 15.
He's 15. He should have a hoopty. If he's driving around with a girl who's got a Mercedes, then that means she's a grown woman like me, and I'm going to punch her in her damn mouth.
Jeez.
Trying to get my son. So she should have, I'm that kind of mama. Don't come at my son, these older women, because he's starting to look like a young man, and I can see older women looking at him, and I look at them and go, you don't even have a uterus anymore, so stop it.
Oh, my gosh.
But I don't play around with my son. I'm one of those, Angela.
Now, with everything that's going on now, what conversations are you having with him now? Because he's 15, he's out, and he's with his friends, and, you know, we've seen what happened with George Floyd. We've seen what's going on with the world. Races are popping out crazy. So what conversations are you having with him?
It's very hard for me because I just did a post about Elijah McClain, who was murdered by the police. And, you know, he was wearing a ski mask, which if people who have children with special needs or unique challenges, you know, those things, it helps your nervous system. That's why you wear those kind of things. Jeffrey wears a hoodie because, you know, the hood on his head, it just grounds his nervous system and he's socially awkward. So to know that a boy got murdered and they didn't get to, you know, he was saying to them, I'm an introvert, I'm different, and they weren't listening to him.
That was sad.
It broke something in me yesterday, I swear. It's very scary for me, and I try not to, you know, I'm raising a blackish sort of child. He does have a lot of benefits because I'm his mother, but at the end of the day, they don't know he's Sherry Shepherd's son. And I try to, I want him to have his innocence and not go out there with all of this fear. So he can handle some of it, the conversation, but then sometimes he's like, it's too much, mommy. Stop sending me all of the Karen videos because I like doggone, you know, the WWE women. So I'm trying not to give him too much and let him be happy and let him have his joy.
So what if I'm, you know,
I think I'm more anxious for me.
He wants a girlfriend. Yeah. Now, what if he brings home a white girl? Would that matter to you? Are you cool with whatever?
I want the person who loves my son, but I have to say, Angela, when you say that, fear goes all through my body. It just does. Because I'm seeing all of these Beckys and Karens, and it's my fear. At some point, you're going to act the way you are. And I'm a black woman. At some point, I'm going to act like where I came from. I keep it suppressed a lot, but it will come out. And I feel at some point, you're going to act like who you are. And that scares me. That scares me that there could be one misunderstanding, and she can say, I'm going to call the police. You know, you got angry, and that scared me. So I would have a hard time. You know, I don't want to put that on him, but for me, it scares me.
Mm-hmm. Want to protect yourself.
I'm going to tell you something, Sherry. God got a sense of humor, so I can see him bringing home a Karen, a white woman actually named Karen who's driving a hoopty.
Middle name Becky.
I can see that happening.
You know, and you just have to, I will love whoever my son brings, and I don't want to put any of that on him. I will love, if you love my son, I'm going to love you. I'm not going to say I don't have any trepidation. You know, and that's why I have to trust in God that he brings the right woman. But I sure hope she looked like me with a long wig.
My goodness.
Oh, Sherry is crazy. Mr. Iglesias is on Netflix right now, right?
It's on right now, Mr. Iglesias, and I got a book. I mean, excuse me, I'm working on a book, and then I got a movie coming out called Best Week Ever on Netflix. It'll be coming out in a couple weeks. I got some more stuff going on. I'm in quarantine. I can't even remember. But Mr. Iglesias is the big one, and my podcast, right. Two Funny Mamas.
All right.
Good
well,
to
thank
see
you for joining
Sherry.
Us.
A new episode
Good
is
to
out today. A new episode is out. A new podcast episode is out today on YouTube. So
I'm on it. Okay. I'll be listening.
All right, thank Sherry. You. Well, right, thank you for Sherry. Checking in. We appreciate you.
Self-finance, okay? I done sold my hoopties to pay for this podcast. So there we go, Charlamagne.
All right. Well, it's Sherry Shepherd. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just join us, we're asking, ladies, would you date a guy that drives a hoopty? Now, this came from our conversation with Sherry Shepherd this morning. Let's play a clip.
What if he pulled up in a hoopty? Would that matter?
You can hoopty on out of here. Because here's the problem. I'm not putting you down if you got a hoopty. You're working your way there. But you're going to have a problem as a man if you're trying to keep up with me. So now I got to come down here. What add value are you going to add to this relationship? Because I know what I'm bringing. Our levels are going to be different. And what's ultimately going to end up happening is you may feel affected as a man.
So we're asking, would you? Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Lorenzo.
Hey, Lorenzo. Would you date a guy that drives a hoopty?
Yeah, I drive a hoopty right now. I'm a married man. When I met my wife, I drove a hoopty. But we own rental properties. We got a nice house that we're proud of, and it's not an issue. It's not about where you drive.
Now, slow down.
There you go.
What kind of car do you drive? Because I want to know your definition of a hoopty, because Envy's definition was all off.
Okay, I drive a 2003 Ford Focus right now.
Okay, yeah.
That's a hoopty. That's
you
the
win.
You win. Shut you right up, ye. That is
now,
a
hoopty. Why don't you get a newer car? I'm just curious.
It's just not important to me. I'm more worried about getting more rental properties. I'm more worried about keeping my wife happy and leaving my kids something when I'm gone. That's my focus.
There you go.
That's my Ford Focus.
Thank you, brother.
Well, I've always... Angie, I'm kind of like your dad. You said he always drove a hoopty. I just never really felt comfortable in a nice car, to be honest. This is what I always drive.
Really? Would you like it if, like, you know, maybe your wife surprised you and bought you a new car? Would that be dope?
Nah, she better get us another property.
There you go.
You know, I'm retired.
Because you know what? I'm not going to lie, though. Sometimes them cars get old, and then you end up spending so much money fixing things. You might as well just get a new car.
Nah, get your old hoopty, put a liability on it, and you're good.
How much is a new Ford Focus? Let me see. How much does that run?
Oh, boy, why are you laughing?
I'm looking at it right now. Y'all laughing at my car?
She laughing at your car.
No,
though.
I'm just trying to
don't
see what
the...
Oh,
don't let her laugh at your car.
This is a wagon. Let's see how much can we get for that. Okay.
Don't you Ford Focus, Shane.
You might get like $3,000 for it.
How many miles it got on it?
I got like 190.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, no, you're not going to get $3,000.
Then you're going to get about... But you're going to get about
$900.
You're right. That's a Ford Focus, brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, but Sherry was wrong, though. She was talking about how she bringing a man up and he can't go where she can go. Men do that with women all the time. But women expect it. And that's the difference. They expect for a man to take them places they couldn't go and things like that. So it
depends. Oh, no, let's not generalize. There's a lot of places I can go. That I can take myself a lot of places, so, you know, I get it. And she can take herself a lot of places, so I think her point was, I can do these things, and if he can't do them, then it might hurt his own ego.
I just want to give you a lot of props for having that Ford Focus with 200,000 miles, brother. You you stay clean out there, man. Hello, who's this?
This is Celia.
Hey, Celia, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. We're asking, would you date a guy that drives a hoopty?
Well, in my younger days, it wouldn't have been a deal breaker, but I'm in my mid-30s, and I think that if you don't have, if your life choices haven't led you to at least have a reliable vehicle in your mid-30s, then we'll probably butt heads.
What if it's a reliable hoopty?
I still think, you know, it should be something up to date and nice. I think a hoopty doesn't go hand in hand with reliable. Hoopty to me is like, it's run down. It's not up to par. You probably have problems with it. It's not, you know, it's not right. Something that if you're in your mid-30s that you should be, you know, you should have something nice and reliable.
I agree with you. And I agree that when you're younger, things like that don't matter because we all struggling trying to make it. But when you get to a certain age, you're like, okay, I don't want to have like struggle love anymore.
Right. And I understand things happen, but like, I don't want to have to weed through like, okay, are you just going through something or is this just who you are? Are you just a person that doesn't make good decisions? You know, at least come with a reliable, up-to-date vehicle.
And then he's like, oh, my car broke down. Can I use your car to get to work? Then you dropping him off at work.
I have seven children.
I don't need eight.
How you fit all those kids in the car?
She got a minivan.
Minivan can't sit eight.
She got the third row.
Y'all so much. I can't even believe I'm talking to you.
Row, what kind of car do you got that seats eight?
I have a Chrysler, a Dodge, or what is it? A Chrysler.
You don't even know what she has.
I know.
Town and Country. There's no way in hell you get all seven kids in that one
car.
Yes,
you can.
No,
look,
you can.
Three in the middle, three in the back, one in the front.
Yeah. And I have teenagers. And sometimes I have my kids and a couple of their friends. They squeeze in and we make it happen.
Lap it up, baby.
Goodness gracious.
So wait, who gets to ride shotgun?
They all fight over it. So I don't just let my oldest get the shotgun because she's the oldest. If my five-year-old calls it first, then that's who gets it.
Now, let's be honest.
We have daily fights and sometimes fist fights over the front seat.
When your husband's in the car with you, one of the kids got to sit
I'm
on the floor.
Mom.
Oh.
I'm a single mom.
Yeah, how you going to assume that? She's a single mom raising seven amazing kids.
One of them got to sit on the floor. Don't lie.
Have a car. You got to at least have an up-to-date car because I'm doing seven by myself. So I know if you're just you, then you can have a decent car. It doesn't have to be
you,
foreign or anything.
I got to have a tractor trailer if I date you with those damn kids. Jeez.
Not all women with children are liabilities, and not all women with less or no children are assets. That's a fact.
No, I just got to get all the kids
that
in the car.
Fact.
How y'all going to come to my house for Christmas? We got to get a tractor trailer to get everybody there. Jeez.
She like, look, I raised...
We're the whole party. You know, you don't have to send out a bunch of invitations. Right. Just invite me.
So for the pandemic, you were straight because you had your seven kids and they had things to do. They were playing with each other the whole time.
I have a great idea.
We're not bored.
For a business for you. You know how they have like people that you could hire if you don't have a lot of friends? If there's people whose kids don't have a lot of friends, they could just call you.
You're going to bring seven over.
You bring all the kids and then you just charge them. Yeah. And it's a party.
So it's like the wedding singer, but it's like the friend.
Right.
The friend
for the kids.
Well,
God bless you, mama.
You.
I want more kids. I want 10 kids. My wife's not trying to have it. I'm trying to have more kids. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is we don't want no scrubs. That's what it's sounding like. Now, I understand the diamond in the rough thing. I think when we're younger and we're not in that space and we're all trying to come up together, it means a lot. And there are some women who are okay with, you know, that. And we did speak to a man who actually has a lot of properties and cars aren't important to him. But I do think, you know, we don't want to be having to pick you up on the side of the road because your car broke down.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want you to having to ask us to drive our car because your car broke down. You can't get to work. So I think as long as you have something decent that works, then, you know, it could work out. But certain people like a Sherry Shepherd, she's just not with it.
All right. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Back. You're checking out the world's most dangerous morning show.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building. The album is out right now. We got the Lox.
No deal. Right.
What up? What up, fellas? What's going on? Album out right now.
Everything great. Yes, feeling good.
Yes, sir.
Well, what's up with y'all?
Yeah, nah, everything is good, man. The album sounds amazing. It's refreshing. It's one of those albums that make you want to go on a jog, as Kiss is doing right now, or made you want to hop on that bike, or make you want to work out. It gives you that feeling. It restores the feeling. So let's talk about the album. Did y'all do it pandemic style? Did y'all do it before pandemic? Did y'all get together in the studio? How did it come together?
This is definitely before, man. We had a bunch of records, and we made a bunch of new ones. This way before everything took place. Yeah.
It was definitely in the studio. It was definitely, we've been working forever since the people been asking for it, but trying to get the business straight and ownership of the masters and, you know what I mean? That was really the time lapse between all of the albums. And once we signed with Roc Nation and got a partnership, able to own our music and be in control of our business, finally decide to let it out.
It's been 20 years. It's very hard.
That's how long it takes to get your rights back in this game, Charlamagne.
Yeah, but now we've been giving y'all like Trinities and all kind of projects.
Filled the America. Little finger food, but this is an entree prepared by Big Mama.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't even when you look at the statistics, you like, damn, it's only the Lox third album. Like, it seemed like y'all put out so much catalog, you can't believe it's only your third studio album.
We have been putting out a bunch of
music. That kills me when we do interviews and they say, so your new fourth album. Like, we 80 years old. How we only got three albums?
if mixtapes counted for albums, we probably have the most albums in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's a fact.
How has the creative process changed as you've gotten older? Because, like, you know, it was 20 years ago that the last Lox album dropped. Even though y'all did put out mad music, solo projects, mixtapes, everything. But how has the creative process changed as you've gotten older?
Not really creatively. More like content, because we got older. The things we talk about. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, before we was trying to get our hands on a kilo. You know what I mean? Now we own businesses and all type of stuff. So you got to figure out a crafty way to just show your evolution.
I was watching the podcast that y'all did with Mary J. Blige and Angie Martinez, and she was talking about how, you know, how she knew y'all growing up, and she said style seven at the time and live used to hear her sing, and, you know, taking the demo and bringing it to Puff. I always thought if Mary would have started a label at that time, would y'all have signed to Mary?
Absolutely. Sure.
Definitely. Absolutely.
For sure. 1,000%.
Shout out to Mary. She, like I always tell people, she didn't want anything after that. Even watching us blow up.
Mary probably did the best business with us than anybody.
Absolutely.
She got us a deal and then won a nickel. Word up.
Word, that's a fact.
She don't even get a fine this video. I talk about fine this
video. Yo, nothing. She ain't won nothing.
She let her cousin get that. Our man that actually gave her the tape. Yep. She let our man Bach get the finder's fee, who was part of our entourage, that actually pass her the tape that we pass him. We let him get the funds.
Wow. You know, y'all talk about the evolution of y'all music, man. A record like Miss You. Like what place did each of y'all have to get in your lives to realize, like, that's the message you want to send in the song? Because y'all represent the streets.
Yeah.
Now you're trying to get brothers out of them.
Absolutely. Like I said, I was born in the streets, but I wasn't smart enough to move. You know what I mean? Whatever I went through, I don't want my kids to go through at all. So kind of that's what I was at with it.
And just putting that message out there to the young dudes that was like us, that's probably still hustling, you know what I mean, taking penitentiary chances. You do it to get out of the game.
Absolutely.
Nobody want to hustle or risk your life to stay there. You know what I mean? You try to make a better way for yourself, your family, your loved ones. Look, that's the overall goal, getting out of it.
How do you what did you say, Sal?
I said if we don't get that message to the hood, who will? Like, you know what I mean? The hood people, a lot of the regular world who hear hip-hop kind of misconstrue it all the time. I think hood people just want to always be in the hood. A lot of people want better. A lot of people want to strive for better. A lot of people want better situations. Absolutely. But they have to be informed that it's possible. And, you know, that it's cool to do it and it's cool to strive for better. Like, and a lot of people are mostly like that, but most people don't know that. So we're just trying to broadcast the message. Like, you know what I mean? It's to the best of our ability.
Now, the evolution is evident. I mean, you know, y'all brothers, y'all juicing, y'all plant-based. You see y'all out there exercising in the morning. But what do you do when a brother comes up to y'all and say, yo, I stabbed somebody to the locks back in the day. I shot somebody to some locks music back in the day.
I hear that all the time.
Salute that.
I hear that all the time. Yo, you got me through my bid and this and that. And yo, I be wilding to y'all, son. I be like, yo, that's what's up.
I be feeling horrible. I ain't gonna lie. I apologize. I say I feel horrible. I say we got to both do better. Like, you know what I mean? But it happens. Like, you know what I mean? I was part of the energy. And you understand it, but that's all of our process and moving forward. So we take those exact moments to say, all right, that happened with us. Now we got to move forward and do better. Like, you know what I mean?
Now, you guys have been together for a long time as a group, and not one time have we heard of the Locks fighting, beefing, bickering, and you don't hear that with groups at all. So how have you guys stayed so solid throughout the times? Because I mean, y'all brothers got to fight once in a while, but
keep it behind the door, man. Once we got any disagreements, we go in.
Yeah.
Chew everybody's, you know, get your ventilate amongst each other, curse each other out, whatever. When we go out the door and close it, all that stuff stays in the door and inside. Right.
Keep the respect for each other. And it definitely won't be on no social media, none of that. Ever.
For sure.
Who gets cursed out the most?
Probably Kiss.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Probably
what? I don't know what. Styles,
he's a single child, man.
he's the only
so
child.
Am I. You can move over Uncle Edo right there.
Yeah, true.
You have to share the room with Uncle E. You know what I mean? Kiss ain't have to share rooms. Like, you know what I mean? So he's a Gemini, man.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You beat me to it. You're a Gemini. He's crazy.
Like one of the best sources of material for bars nowadays.
No, it's the new wave.
Yeah.
You gotta use it to your advantage. Don't let it disrupt your mentality or your mental. And I mean, that's it.
What about the My America record?
No, that joint is fire. Like, you know, we was talking some real stuff on there. It took a lot. It actually took a lot to make that record.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Late night.
Yeah, that was real. I wish we could have documented that session. It was a rough one.
Yeah.
What happened in the session?
It was so rough about it.
People were going through it a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It brought me back to a lot of things I was going through. So I was trying to express it, but Luce called me and I heard the thing and it just touched my soul. And then just trying to get through it. Mm-hmm. It was very hard to lay, like, you know, but made it through. They hugged me, got me liquor, left me alone, gave me a joint, came back, checked on me, said, you good?
Yeah.
You know, I had to scream, had to yell, had to cry, but verse came out.
Right. Yeah. On the record, you talk about how you done cried so much, you almost tired of crying.
Hell yeah. Especially now, COVID, black people, racism. It's every day you kind of cry now. It gets sad sometimes, like, you know what I mean?
It's very, very dark time. That's why I
get so very dark times.
I was wondering, I'm hearing the song and I'm listening, I'm like, what's an ideal America for y'all?
Wow, that's a great question. I think an ideal America for me is definitely where we get some equality first and foremost. Like, you know what I mean?
We ain't gotta be worried about our kids when they go outside.
A fair shot for our children, point blank.
I think we've been spiritually attacked for so long that it's the toll is too much now. Like, you know what I mean? And I think we just need some equality and fairness as human beings. Like, it's been far, far too long, and I think the whole world, just as human beings, should want to step up. It's a lot of black and white kids mixed, a lot of mixed races. It's a, you know, it's so much division that it's just overwhelmingly painful.
All right, we got more with the locks when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got the locks in the building.
Now, you know, I want to ask, you know, watching the Versus battle, right, and watching so many people give the flowers the Kiss, did that make you guys want to say, you know what, the locks should do a Versus? Because, I mean, you got so many joints, and so many people forget about some of the street anthems and records, hits, and all the bangers that you guys put out. But is that something that you guys would think about doing?
We've been asked that.
I think we need to do one. I would love for the locks to do one, because Versus is one of the only platforms where it don't matter about your accolades. It don't matter what you sold. You get up there and strategize your playlist accordingly. It's about that. You know what I mean?
It gotta be the right Versus, though.
Mm-hmm. It's all about cultural catalog with the Versus. That's
absolutely
it.
Facts. Yeah.
And what did you guys
think? Who would it be? Who would it be against?
I don't know, man. I think that y'all have a very unique space in rap. Like, yeah. I can't even, who's the three-man rap groups?
Ain't none.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, the line is a very unique place in rap.
I always said it'll have to be like Dipset or like, but, you know, they're not really a group, right? It's just a bunch of different artists. G-Unit is a bunch of different artists. It could be like Outkast. We go against Outkast.
Dipset's a group.
I have to be D-Block versus
right,
D-Block.
Right.
Yeah. D-Block versus the Lumps.
Here's what you always say. Everybody ain't even together no more, man.
Yeah, you know? One strike, you can't. And only Havoc can show up without P, because P, you know, P died. Yeah, but everything else, if you call it a group and only two members show up, you already lost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We ain't going for none of that.
That's how I felt watching 112.
Two members. It was only 11 then.
What did y'all think when y'all seen Jadakiss and he was drunk and high?
I thought he was good. I wasn't
high, Envy. That's why I was so drunk. They didn't let me smoke, man. They lined me up.
He was regular. They always see me like that.
Yeah. That's show. I looked like that to the world, but to them, I was regular.
Mm-hmm. That's right before the show, man. You know how it go. You know what I mean? Nice. So that's right before the show energy. So I was drunker than him, to be honest, watching it.
Oh, celebrating it?
Well, I was.
They said P had the paper towel bandana on and all that.
Yeah, I had to throw it back, man. You know what I mean? I was chilling watching that. That was a good joint though, man.
Was.
You
know? Really fun.
Now the record Due to Me. Is it difficult even at this stage of y'all career to go in there and make those kind of records? Because they're almost like radio woman friendly records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we actually had fun making that. We all was in Cali at Scott Storch crib. We had fun. We made like 3 records that night. So it wasn't, you know. The Young Locks would have been a little stubborn to that kind of song, but like I said, we grown up now, so.
I know a record you probably love, Styles, was Stink of the Locks.
Definitely.
The Billy the Butcher.
Yeah, shout definitely. Out to Griselda, man.
Right. Now, Griselda reminds me of the Locks.
And
I don't know if they're a group, but they remind me of the Locks.
Everybody calls them the new Locks. Yeah.
They got LOX offspring.
They got definitely. That energy. They definitely got that raw, authentic, sweet energy. And we salute and we give a big nod to what they do. Like all the younger fellas who carry the torch and what we do, we like to salute.
We ain't no little grumpy dudes, man. We like some of the new guys, man. 100%.
When y'all go in the studio with them, I know you think I got to bust their ass, though.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Everybody.
That's the same mind state as everybody.
Yeah.
We got that mind state with each other.
That's how we rap with each other. When I hear Kiss and Styles, I'm like, man, I got to go in, period.
Word.
Well, I need to ask about that because I'm listening to the album and I got to say, man, Sheik, I think I might have to give you MVP on this album, man.
Yeah, I was getting busy, right?
You was in a zone. I'm not gonna lie, you was in a zone. Every song.
I like having fun, man. I like having fun, and that's it. All right.
So what got into you? Like, what was the inspiration? What made you say I'm about to really go in on this one? I got
these two dudes, my brothers, man. And then the world, whoever's sleeping on me, I'm like, dude, Silverback, I'm here. Let's get it. All right.
And I think, too, we had a long time, Sheik. Like, we heard Styles music. We heard Kiss. We haven't heard Sheik in a minute. So,
absolutely.
It's a to hear you as well.
Wow, that's dope. Absolutely, yeah. Appreciate that, man.
So Kiss and Styles, when y'all hear it in the album, and y'all like, damn, Sheik going in, Kiss, you like, damn, Styles going in, and Styles like, damn, Kiss going in. How does that make y'all feel as MCs?
It's a win for the team. Yeah, you know what I mean? It ain't like, when it's us, it's a win. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's like crutches. It's crutches.
Yeah.
Then we get his ass on the next one. Yeah. Enough people say that. I'm just planning to get his ass on the next It's all war, remixes and everything, bro. But now that's a beautiful thing. I think that's what keeps our brotherhood. If one is winning, we're all winning. And anytime I go first anywhere, I already know I was set up for failure. Anytime you lead off a track with these two, I'd be like, I'm just doing my part, man. But nah, it's all love, man. We kill shit. That's what we do.
What feelings did the Rough Riders documentary bring out of y'all, sitting back and watching that? What was it like reliving those moments?
Beautiful. I actually watched it all last night. I ain't never watched it till last night. I watched all of them at once. I thought it was amazing. Yeah, I binge watched all five parts last night at once after my son's birthday party. I joined.
Yeah, happy birthday to them, man.
Word. Yeah, good luck.
It was stuff that I didn't even know about on that.
I learned some history about them before they actually got to us. Right. I didn't know some of that stuff.
Really?
I like how Wild was on his, he was on his Debo, his Suge Knight. I didn't even know that about him. He's so calm and cool, like, you know what I mean?
I was going in his living room.
Y'all didn't know none of that, how he got y'all off the contract and the DMX. Y'all didn't know none of that.
You know some of that, but
we know about us. We ain't know some of the other stuff. Everything with us.
But I thought it was always like D and his homies, but you know. Okay.
Smart.
Yeah.
I like watching it. I appreciate watching it and just seeing from, you know, how long we made it from Bad Boy to Rough Rider to now. And our evolution just felt pretty much really dope. Like, you know what I mean? Because I finished it up last night, too. And you think, you know, I finished it up just as the album was coming out. Mm. So we just kind of, you know, like, wow, we've been here for a while. Holding it, still look good, still rhyme good. From our draft class, a lot of people, you know, they don't get the love or the light we get or the support from the people. You know what I mean? Been able to balance the streets and sort of the mainstream out. So it's kind of really, and we was extremely ghetto. Jesus Christ.
Extremely what?
Ghetto.
Oh, yeah.
Mercy.
They have no idea. Yeah.
Word. So that was beautiful.
What are you comparing it to, though, Styles? When I see it, I just see some young brothers from the hood trying to make it. Like, what is ghetto?
For a lot of tactics. Yeah.
Throwing the chair at Puff.
I'm glad they edited that whole Boston thing the way they did,
I was really glad on the Boston edit, the Hawks. Just, you know, because, I don't know, we was ghetto.
The Boston story was crazy because I was all the way in South Carolina at the time, and there wasn't no social media then, and I heard about that story. I'm like, how did I know about this?
Now it was all over the radio. It was like the locks held it down, this and that.
Social media, we would have just been getting out of jail right now. Social media, we would have just been getting out right now.
That's a fact.
Do y'all think they covered enough, like, as far as y'all are concerned, or is there more of a story to tell?
Nah, it's still some stuff for us.
A lot to tell about us. That's why we got the documentary coming.
It's a whole lot of us stuff.
I think the lock story is going to be dope. When is the documentary coming?
We're trying to get a home for it now. So, yeah.
Oh, it's done.
It's done, yeah.
All right, we got more with the locks when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got the locks in the building. Charlamagne.
I wonder if y'all going to address this on the doc, because I ain't seen it on the Rough Rider doc. I never knew DMX was throwing shots at y'all on that record, Trina Moore, off the Great Depression album. What was that about?
What'd he say?
What song?
Trina Moore?
I don't know.
How'd that go?
Yeah.
I wasn't really into that album because I was looking at this list and it was Diss Records you didn't know was Diss Records, and they was like DMX, Trina Moe. Cause I guess he was mad that y'all I don't know what he was mad about. They said that's why I'm asking about it.
Hey, yo, you got me. That's new.
Yeah, I never heard about that. He just tried to throw me off just now.
Oh, that might be.
Call him after this. We'll call him after this.
Yeah, I gotta call him and switch after this. You opened up a can. You just opened up a can, Sean.
Have y'all ever had friction though?
Of course. Can't be successful without friction.
Yeah.
X is an OG though. X, you know, he been running around a little before us, a lot before us. Yeah.
He even still sounds fresh on Move On. I mean, on Bachelor.
He came in the studio ready. He was on time and everything. Came in the studio ready to work. Yeah.
Why do you think Yonkers don't get the credit it deserves for all this contributed to the culture? From Mary to the Locks, the X.
Not one of the boroughs.
UBD.
Yeah.
Well, that area. Mm-hmm.
For one, you didn't know where it was at first. Mm-hmm. They was asking me, is it California and then and all that?
They
was like
charging
that,
us so. As upstate. Yeah.
Yeah. They just people are like, oh, Mount Vernon and New Rochelle and all that. And so we came on the scene. Mm-hmm.
And I think all the acts you just named as far as X, Mary, and ourselves, we just give you ourselves. Like, we happen to just get successful from being ourselves. So we're not selling you anything extra. Like, all the movements you see, all the vibes you see, anything you see from us is we ain't riding any industry waves. Right. We don't follow the guidelines. We do what we do. We do it how we do it. And it's, you know, I think we do, but it's just like, it's raw. It's a raw salute. Like, you know what I mean? It's not all of the glamoring blitz and the hoopla. Like, I don't think no R&B singer in the world could beat Mary in the verses. That's just my
opinion.
No, no,
like, you know what I mean?
Not so even close.
Like, you know what I mean? So she's, you know, the greatest, one of the greatest female R&B singers of all time.
I never thought of that. You're right. You're right. Who would it be? Mariah or like
unreadable?
It gotta be like Aretha Franklin or somebody.
Every chick that's gonna look at verses, they'll mop their kitchen to Mary's whole catalog.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's go, Mary.
It's not even close. So I think when you make, I think when you just make raw, organic, authentic music, and you come from a place like where we come from, and you know, you see the attitude we give off and that energy, it's either you gonna ride with it or not ride with it.
Absolutely.
Do you think y'all made the bar too high for young, or not just y'all, but when you got X, when you got Mary, when you got the Locks, if you are young artist from Yonkers, that's a very high bar.
I think the bar was high. It definitely was high back then. But right now, these kids don't care right now. They ain't even thinking about what they're rapping about. Yeah, it is.
I think you got to use your resources.
Man.
I think you got to use your resources because I think that was one of the Sporty Thieves' downfalls is not doing those songs with the Locks, X, Mary. That hurt them. Like, so coming from YO, if you get in the game, you got to utilize your YO resources.
Mm-hmm. But that's crazy. I didn't even know Sporty Thieves was from Yonkers till you said that.
See? You see?
I didn't even know that.
I thought they was from Jersey.
Dude, from my block. One of them. Two. I went to school with one of them, and one of them lived on my block for his whole life.
Wow. What do you think that was? They just didn't know how to approach y'all?
They tried to. They knew us. We cool with them. We never had beef with them. They just tried to do it without the powers of the town.
They just wanted to do it without connection. They wanted to say they stood on their own.
Independent, yeah.
That hurt. That bit them in the ass in the long run.
And you know what I think it is, too? If you think about, again, think about X's story, think about Mary's story, and think about our story, I think a lot of people don't know what it took for us and how long it took and, you know, all our trials and tribulations. And we've tried. Luke should tell you we tried. But anybody who's going to pop in the town, we're going to support it.
You know, timeless music is always relevant, man, but does it ever disappoint you? I put you in like a little dark state when you realize like the content of Filthy America is still so relevant right now. Like that could have been the album y'all put out today.
Yeah, no,
absolutely. Yeah,
it sucks. Some kind of songs always gonna get overlooked. Those type of messages, so you just gotta hope people like yourself absorb it and able to appreciate it. And you know what I mean? Maybe a few years they'll look back and say, "Oh, this was something we should have paid more attention to."
I think, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think just the state of where we at, like you're saying, and think about it, how that could work right now. It is depressing, but try to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and understand that we at the boiling point. We've been at the boiling point for a long time. So you know, it may get a lot worse, make it a little worse, but change is definitely going to happen. It's inevitable.
Trump on TV talking about I done more for the blacks and this and that. And dude, we don't need you to do for us. We just make it fair so we can do for ourselves. Period.
That's a bar. I feel like that with all politicians, though. I don't need you to do for us. Just make it fair so we can do for ourselves. I like that.
Yep.
We got to start buying the politicians, man. That's what it is. At the end of the day, we have no... I don't know the doctor's name. I think it's Dr. Tisdale. I could be wrong.
And I know he ran
campaigns. Yeah. If you don't have economical power, like you said, we don't mean nothing. It would kill a lot of other races in this country besides black people. We have no economical power. I feel the Dems, the blue side and the red side, both two wings of one bird. What have we gotten out of this party? It's the same constitution. No matter what party you pick, it's still the same constitution that was made when we were slaves and women didn't count for anything. So everything else in the world has advanced and changed, from clothes to technology to the microphone we on to the way they speak to light to everything. Everything has advanced except this constitution that was made by racist white men hundreds of years ago. So how is the Democrat or Republican Party going to work for anybody?
I think you're talking about Darity Styles, Dr. Darity, William Darity.
I think you're being right.
Yep.
Kiss, how far are you running, Kiss? You've been running for a long time. How far do you run?
I'm actually power walking. I go from White Plains, Church Ave in White Plains to the Kensico Dam. Go up the stairs a few times. It's about 8.5 miles.
I see people walking past you like you on the block, like, yo, Dust, the album is dope, Kiss.
Yeah, I see some people here. Havoc. I usually see Havoc here every morning riding his bike.
All right.
That's dope.
We don't want to keep you off from your workouts. I see Styles. He dressed ready to go for a run.
He said he'd go at about 2 o'clock today.
We'll go around 2. Yeah, I get my little 3 miles in.
Luch got to go after he watched The Price is Right.
Absolutely.
Everything's
not for
The Price is Right.
That's right. Get me on there, kid.
You want to do
it, go. Huh?
You want to do Price is Right?
Hell yeah.
He loves it. He don't do nothing till he watch The Price is Nothing. He can't go to the studio. He can't have a meeting. Family vacation.
I go upstairs in my room real quick. Day.
Yeah, you got to watch The Price is Right.
Yo, that would be one of the highest rated Price is Right ever if Sheik Luch is on The Price is Right one more.
And I'm going to win. And I'm going to act a fool. Yo, they call me up there. MG. I'm like, yo, that ain't Luch. I'm drunk. Word.
Come on down.
Word.
I just want to just salute y'all on being legends, man. Y'all longevity in the game, that needs to be celebrated. You know what I mean? It needs to be celebrated that 20 years later, y'all on your third album.
Absolutely. Much love, King.
Thank you. Word. Love y'all.
Yes, love. Y'all be safe.
Yes, all right, have a good one, y'all. Cool.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day goes to a hip-hop music producer named J.W. Lucas. I have never heard of this individual in my life. Didn't know he existed until yesterday. Envy, you ever heard of him?
No, I haven't.
Angelique, you ever heard of him?
Nope.
Okay, but he's produced for Lil Uzi, Jack Harlow, DaBaby, and Pop Smoke. So says The Shade Room and Genius. I feel like I am giving this man what he wants, and what he seems to want is attention. I don't know how or why you wake up and go to your social media and open up your Twitter and decide to tweet out something like this. This is what J.W. Lucas tweeted out. Why is the world asking for justice for hashtag Breonna Taylor? Of course she shouldn't have lost her life. But do you realize that she was involved with multiple drug dealers who were using her house as a trap spot? If you sign up for that life, there are consequences. End tweet. He actually posted that. Those words came out of his thumbs. First of all, none of that is true. Right? None of that is true. Let's just start there. None of that is true. We should all know the story of Breonna Taylor by now. If you don't, here's a quick recap. Shortly after midnight on March 13th, Louisville police officers executing a search warrant used a battering ram to enter the apartment of 26-year-old Breonna Taylor. Contrary to J.W. Lucas's dumbass tweet, she was not a trap queen. She was an emergency room technician. All right? She was in bed with her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker. Okay? When they both heard the door get banged down, it was a brief exchange. change, and Kenneth did what I believe any human in America who owns a firearm would do if someone broke into his house, and that's let the hammer fly. All right, that's exactly what the right to bear arms is all about, okay? The Second Amendment is the right for people to possess weapons for their own defense. There is not a man, woman, or child in America who owns a gun, who knows how to fire a gun, who would not have done the same thing in that situation, okay? Kenneth fired, police fired back several shots, and poor Breonna Taylor was murdered. Now, there was so many things wrong with this situation, but the main problem was police had been investigating two men who they believe were selling drugs out of a house that was far from Miss Taylor's home, okay? But a judge had also signed a warrant allowing the police to search Miss Taylor's residence because the police said they believed that one of the two men had used her apartment to receive packages. No drugs were found in the apartment, okay? None. The police report contained multiple errors. They listed Breonna Taylor's injuries as none, even though she had been shot eight times. And they say they had not forced, they did not force their way into the apartment, though they used the battering ram to break the door open. And police had already located the main suspect in the investigation by the time they decided to run up in Breonna's apartment. So they had who they were looking for already, okay? The moral of the story is J.W. Lucas doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And only in America will a white man find a way to defend the oppressor while making the oppressed a victim. Now, I saw on Hollywood Unlocked and the Shade Room yesterday where one of our fearless leaders, Queen Tamika Mallory, drop on the clues bombs for Tamika Mallory. Speaking to J.W. Lucas, some people said Tamika was wasting her time. I don't think standing up for Breonna Taylor or any black person who has lost their life due to systemic racism is a waste of time. I thought maybe this guy, J.W. Lucas, would have come to his senses and let Tamika talk some sense into him after being corrected, but no. Let's listen.
It's extremely racist for a white man to try to tell black people what we are doing, where we need to go, what our issues
that,
are.
That is part of the gated institutional narrative. Tamika, I should be a leader in the Black Lives Matter movement because I'm more capable than you.
Right.
Yes, I am.
You know what? Here's what
you don't understand the nature of reality. All negative externalities must be eliminated.
The people that you do business with to make a decision about whether or not what you're saying and the propaganda and the lies that you're spreading is something that they should continue to support. So what I promise you is that you will have to deal with me for the rest of your life, because anybody you do business with, I'm going to show up to make sure that they know that you are a racist and that your rhetoric and the tone that you're using is extremely dangerous, and that you disrespected the life of a young 26-year-old
never,
woman.
Never. I will not accept that. That's and it shows your colors. You don't give a about decreasing problems, Tamika. You care about getting your own political game.
Did you hear the white privilege oozing out of his pores? Right? First of all, people really need to watch their tone when it comes to talking to queens like Tamika Mallory. Second of all, for him to say he can lead the movement better than Tamika? What do you even say to that? Like, what's your response? Why do you even dignify that with a response? Why does he feel comfortable talking like that and saying
I'm disgusted.
Like he could lead the movement better than Tamika? You know why? Because he's a white man talking to a black person, especially a black woman. So it's a level of superiority and privilege that just comes with that. All right. Sexism, racism, we already know what it is. Now, keep in mind, he's a hip hop producer. So he was also on last night talking hip hop. Listen to what this man said about our culture.
You're calling me a culture vulture when I am telling you that I bring more to hip hop culture than anyone in it, period.
He does more for hip hop than anyone in it.
That's crazy.
I never even heard of you until yesterday. OK, the caucasity. The unmitigated, ghostly, pale gall of this human. You know, J.W., feel how you want to feel. Say what you want to say. It's America. You have that right. Do your thing. But there has to be consequences and repercussions for people who talk like this. See, you can have freedom of speech, but you cannot be free of the consequences of said speech. And this is why we need our own version of, like, the Southern Poverty Law Center or the ADL, these organizations that fight against bigotry and racism when someone does or says something that's offensive, you know, to our culture, hip hop, blackness. We should be organized or have an organization that lets people know this ain't welcome. OK, we see it happen to people all the time. But for some reason, when it comes to hip hop and blackness, people are just allowed to continuously disrespect us and nobody says anything. All right. Nothing happens. Case in point, as I've said before, we can't even get the cops who kill us fired. We can't even get people canceled when they kill us. So, of course, someone like J.W. Lucas feels comfortable disrespecting us on all levels while making money in and off our culture. J. Lucas, today is a nice day. I don't know where you're located in the world, but it's summertime. I know you're in America. It's summertime, and it's nice out. So at some point today, I want you to go outside barefoot if you can. Put your feet in the ground, okay? Get grounded, all right? Take a few deep ocean breaths. Make sure your inhales and exhales are long, full, and deep. After you do that, look up. Look up, look up, look up. There is a star at the center of the solar system. It's the foundation of the solar system. It's a nearly perfect sphere of hot plasma. I want you to look at it. Feel the rays from it. Let it shine on your white skin and say to yourself, sun! Scream it, sun! And then spell it to yourself, S-U-N! Give me a S! Give me a U! Give me a N! And let it be a reminder to you that sun means shut up, That's what you have to do when you feel like tweeting something stupid or getting on live and saying something stupid. Just go outside and get some sun and remind yourself to shut up, And yes, white folks can be N-words too. Please let Remy Ma give J.W. Lucas the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised at you, brother.
Who?
You. This is usually where we do a petty party or something like that. You ain't want to do that today? Do some clown emojis, you know?
We can do clown emojis, but what we need to do is go in his comments, J.W. Lucas 702. All right, J.W. Lucas 702, and put a bunch of suns in his comments, all right, and say, shut up, okay? And let's see if he's stupid enough to get on live later and say, I got a bunch of people telling me to shut up in my comments. Let's see what happens, guys. This is a good social experiment. Let's see how far he's willing to take this, okay? Go to his comments. His Instagram is J.W. Lucas, J-W-L-U-C-A-S 702. Oh, he must be in Vegas. And put a bunch of suns. Just put the sun in his comments with the phrase, shut up. Okay? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, we got more coming up next. We're The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Yee.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
This is Vaughn.
Vaughn, what's up, bro? What's your question for Yee?
All right, so check it. Listen, man. Well, Charlamagne, I know this from Florida stuff. All real. But check it. So about 3-4 weeks ago, Tampa don't like St. Pete. We over there in St. Pete, you know what I'm saying? I really don't like St. Pete, you know what I'm saying? But it's my wife's family or whatever. So we chill, you know what I'm saying? We go over there by like 2 o'clock. It's about 6 o'clock. I'm like, all right. She was like, my dad coming. He don't get over there by like 9 o'clock. He was like, he want to play you in spades or whatever. We play spades. We chill. You know, I don't even talk noise. I don't really talk noise like that. So I'm like, I'm going to beat the falling car. You can't beat that? Oh, you can't beat that. So I'm just killing him. I win like 4 games. So he back on the table. My wife like, Vaughn, just chill, just chill. She see he getting mad. But I'm like, I ain't saying nothing outlandish. I ain't cursing or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So boom, like I quit. And she go get the kids. She finna go get the kids. So he stand up. He like, man, I'm trying to play cards. What you trying to do? I said, I'm trying to play cards. What you trying to do? He swung on me.
Uh-oh. He swung on you?
My goodness.
Yes. But look, check. He got that prison mentality. He done did like 16 years in prison, you feel me? So he get out like 2016 or whatever. So he got his 2 girlfriends over there or whatever. So he trying to hang, you feel me? So I take him up and through there, but I ain't swing. I just break everything like, bling, bling, bling. I'm just throwing them everywhere like, boy, you crazy. So his nephew come over, like her cousin, her nephew come over and steal me. Boom. Now I'm by myself. I'm in St. Pete. I'm from Tampa. I'm by myself. I'm trying to chill. But you know what I'm saying? We get out of the auntie like, don't call the police to my house. I'm like, don't call the police. I ain't never called 911 a day in my life. But she like, don't call the police to my house. Boom. So anyway, Long story, I'm still hot right now. I still need 5 minutes to vote for.
Oh my gosh, y'all gotta listen. Let's be clear. People will get into a fight over a game of spades. That's kind of the initiator. Were y'all drinking?
Yeah, I was drinking. He was drinking, but you know what I'm saying. He even picked up a bottle and swung it at me.
I'm gonna tell you something. The one time when I was growing up, there was a big fight. It was my 21st birthday. I had a party at my parents' house, and the fight was over a game of spades, and somebody did grab a bottle, break it, try to stab somebody. Goodness gracious. Someone pulled out a baseball bat, a gun. They broke through the glass. Things got very out of hand.
At your family house?
Yes.
Right.
My dad will tell you this story, and I'm going to tell you who was involved in that fight. Benny Boom, the director. But anyway... So I will say a couple of things. Your girl was telling you to chill. Your wife was telling you to chill because she knows her dad, right?
Right.
And you didn't chill.
Right.
And then things escalated.
That part. Yeah, I still need 5 minutes.
Right.
I still need five minutes.
So the issue, you don't want to be fighting with your wife's father. Like, that's just out of order. It's unnecessary. Y'all ain't even got no real problem with each other, right?
Right. I'm from Florida, though.
Okay.
What does that mean?
What that got to do with anything?
You know what it means, Envy.
Y'all
listen,
scary.
What's more important to you? Your wife?
I don't even want.
Or your pride?
Instagram, Facebook, nothing. Block numbers, everything. Everything got to go. I'm a Libra also. Like, I keep telling her, listen, man, you gotta get rid of all that. I don't even play easy. Like, your aunt, she's the one that said, don't call the police at her house. I'm like, I'm cool with her. The daughter, I'm cool with that one. But the rest of them, there's nothing. You can't have no conversation, or we can just go ahead and, you know, somebody.
You can't tell her she can't talk to her family.
Who can't?
That's her family.
Who can't?
Don't make that woman choose between her man and her family now. Come on, that's not fair.
Why not?
Goodness gracious.
What if she told you she don't want you talking to your family members?
I have to respect that. We won.
Listen, if you guys are one, what does she think about all this? Because you also have to, being one also means you got to respect her feelings also. It ain't just, she got to do what you want.
You're not giving me no good answer.
I'm not giving you the answer you want to hear, right?
That's
what. But all I'm saying is, what is she saying about this? What is your wife saying?
Nothing. She was fighting with me.
Okay, so y'all are one. That's good. She was fighting with you. She was on your side, right?
Yeah.
Listen, first, I'll say this. Thank goodness for this quarantine for you guys right now, because you have no reason to be around those people. Am I right?
You're right.
So maybe what needs to happen is you need a cool down period.
I've been trying. I'm telling you, I can't even sleep at night right now. I can't even go to sleep. It happened like 3 weeks ago. I ain't been to sleep.
You might have some anger issues, sir.
I do.
So this is a great time for you to be working on yourself, right? You should never let somebody else affect you to the point where you can't sleep at night.
You don't get it.
You want your 5 minutes, huh?
Hey, Charlamagne now?
Yeah.
I'm right here, King.
You want him to tell you to fight your wife's dad?
I'm listening to you dig a hole for yourself. Boy, you don't sit your dumb ass down somewhere.
What you need to do is,
right,
you need to do some online therapy right now. Talk to somebody about these anger issues that you're having. Might not be a bad idea, and I already know what you're going to say about this, but it might not be a bad idea for you to go and look up some YouTube videos and learn how to do some meditation and some yoga so you can center yourself. But what I will tell you is this. One thing you have to learn, and I've learned this too, is do not let other people control your emotions. Do not let other people control your anger. Once they start doing that, they have control over you. You have to learn how to take control of yourself, and you can only only thing you can do is handle how you react to other people, okay? So take control of yourself, your emotions, and all of those things, and don't give people that power where you're up at night.
You're right.
I learned some karate, bro.
I took you up and through there, bro. You tripping.
All right, go learn some karate. Go online right now. It's a good time to learn some karate, bro.
Hey, go make love to your wife. How about that?
Right, I did call in today.
They got a lot of online boxing, a lot of online karate. Learn something, brother. Good luck.
Envy, I'm nice with the hands. I was trying to be respectable.
And that old man threw you all around that house.
Yeah, that old man strength. He put that old man strength on your ass, and you couldn't do nothing with it. And that's okay. Respect your elders. That's all God trying to show you.
I feel like what really happened is her father beat you up and you want to make sure you get some revenge. I don't
know. That's exactly what happened.
Like, and you like, this is what I should have did. I could have did this. I want to go back and prove myself. No, you took the L because you love your wife. That's all.
Respect your elders. And here's the thing. Her father would never respect you anyway, so he definitely don't respect you after he whipped your ass.
All right, well, have a good one, man.
He hung up on us.
He definitely hung up. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, hit E right now. It's The Breakfast Club. I'ma
keep it real with you. Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, I want to stay anonymous.
All right, okay. Anonymous, what's your question for you?
Okay, so me and my husband have been married almost 2 years now. Before I started dating him, I was dating a lot of women, so I'm not really, like, experienced with, like, the oral stuff for men. So I tried, and he didn't like it, so we haven't had oral sex in a while, but I feel confident in my ability to perform where he can be pleased, but he won't take me seriously because it's been so long since he's had it.
Okay, so you know what you're doing now. You feel confident.
Well, I feel confident, but I don't know if it's going to be right until, you know, I actually try, but he won't let me try because
he doesn't want to be a guinea pig and end up with some abrasions on his penis.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out how to set it up to where he can be comfortable enough to allow me to see, okay, what progression I've made and then go from there.
Okay, so look, this is what I think, right? Before you guys get to it, when you're doing your foreplay, you should ask him, can I just kiss it? I'm not going to do anything more than that. And then you should kiss it, and then you should tongue kiss it, and then you should just do a little bit more until, you know, he's feeling good about it. And then, you know, that's when you go a little bit more. But just make sure that you keep your mouth very lubricated. Don't use your teeth. Tuck them away.
Okay.
I think you just gotta...
Now I'm starting to feel less confident.
Why sound like you're talking about Envy bike riding?
What? No, we're definitely not talking about that. But I just, listen, just start it off. So just say, look, I'm just going to kiss it. I'm not going to do anything else. And then when you kiss it, right? Kissing could mean anything. It could be closed mouth, open mouth. And then, you know, just play around with that area. And then if he likes it, he'll be okay with you going a little further.
How will I know if he likes it, though?
Ask him.
Because as a man, he may just accept it just because the love of me as his wife, but he may not want to actually tell me that he's enjoying what's happening. So I'm trying to figure, like, what signs I should look for.
First of all, there's nothing better than asking a direct question, and you can ask it like, okay, do you like that? Well, tell me what you want me to do and I'm going to do it, and be like, how would you like it better? Well, you know, just ask those questions, but you could do it in a sexy way so that he's going to direct you to the way to do it and just be like, look, tell me what to do.
Okay. Well, I will try that and I'll let you know how it goes. Thank you.
I cannot wait to hear about it.
All right. You guys have a good morning.
You too.
And that was another edition of Service.
She had a real question.
Crazy. All right.
It really did sound like you was talking about DJ Envy riding his bike, though. I'm not going to lie.
Why?
Because that's what he was visualizing.
I had to think about it. Fantasy, I was like, what is she talking about?
I'm a married man. You got these fantasies about me, and I don't like it. I'm starting to feel uncomfortable.
You're a liar!
What's wrong with you? Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Angela Yee is out, so today we're doing Ask CNE. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is John Longstreet.
John Longstreet, okay.
What's up, John Longstreet? How you doing, Cam?
Hey, I call from Sykes, Missouri, 573. Y'all should come out here sometime, eat at Lambert's, home of the Thoreau Rose. But anyways, okay. My question is, you know, me and my wife, we're having our anniversary tomorrow. And I was just seeing what I could do to keep it spicy. We've been married for 4 years, so I'm trying to try something different.
4 years. Okay. All right.
You got two different married men here. You know what I'm saying? One is flavored lemon cakes, the other is chocolate. So
start with I'm with the chocolate cakes. So yeah.
Well, since you've been married for 4 years, we assume that you've eaten the before, correct?
Oh yeah.
Whoa.
Okay, I'm just asking. You know, some people say, "Oh, I'm not doing that." I'm just making sure. So what are you intending to do? What are you going to do for her birthday? Are you taking her out? Are you cooking for her? Like, what are you
going to
do?
We're going to a cabin in Gatlinburg, so we're going to chill, just a little relaxation.
Mm-hmm. That's a good start. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's a good start. Location. Location is very important. So you got the cabin. So it's just you and the wife in the cabin. That's a great start. What else?
He wants to spice it up, though. He wants to spice it up a little bit. Let me ask you a question. Have you taped yourself, filmed yourself having sex with your wife yet? Have you taped it yet?
Nah, never did that before.
Now you can do that. So you can film it since you're going to be there the whole week, and you tape it, you and your wife going at it, and then y'all watch it later on. And that'll turn you on. That's spicy. There's something different. But then you make sure you erase it after. That's spicy.
Absolutely. That's all right. Good idea.
Me and Envy got two different approaches. You know what I'm saying? I like to start with the mental and emotional aspect of it. You know, 4 years is a long time. You know what I mean? 4 years gets you through high school, gets you a bachelor's degree. And I think that you should take this opportunity in that cabin to just remind your wife how much she means to you. You know, how you're the most blessed person in the world to have this beautiful queen by your side. And I think that when you reinforce those things in her mentally, that's going to make the sweater. And I mean that in the most respectful way possible, because it's your wife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you start with the mind sex first, then you get to what Envy's talking about. You know what I mean?
Most
you gotta use that time to just express to her how much the last 4 years have meant to you and how she's just your world. Now, you do have a black woman, right?
No, she's mixed. She's white Mexican.
Same rules apply.
Yeah.
Same rules apply. You know what I'm saying?
I would definitely do that. I believe with my smooth talk, I went over either way.
Okay. Well, like you said, start with the mental and then get to the physical and then enjoy it. Have some fun, you know what I mean? You know, and tape it, watch it, and then, you know, joke about it, laugh about it, and then erase it.
All right, absolutely.
That's
you
that's
mind
all.
If I give a shout out to her?
Go ahead, brother.
Of course, give a shout out to her.
Darlene Longstreet, I love you so much, baby. You don't know how much you changed my life, but I love you so much. Happy anniversary to us, all right? Shout out to Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy. All they do, I love watching y'all show, all right?
All right, man. Good luck, man.
Appreciate you. All right,
y'all have a good one, man.
All right, man. Don't let us down.
And make sure you buy her a Black Lives Matter t-shirt.
Oh, my goodness. All right. As C and E, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just join us, we're asking, ladies, would you date a guy that drives a hoopty? Now, this came from our conversation with Sherry Shepherd this morning. Let's play a clip.
What if he pulled up in a hoopty? Would that matter?
You can hoopty on out of here. Because here's the problem. I'm not putting you down if you got a hoopty. You're working your way there. But you're going to have a problem as a man if you're trying to keep up with me. So now I got to come down here. What add value are you going to add to this relationship? Because I know what I'm bringing. Our levels are going to be different. And what's ultimately going to end up happening is you may feel affected as a man.
So we're asking, would you? Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Lorenzo.
Hey, Lorenzo. Would you date a guy that drives a hoopty?
Yeah, I drive a hoopty right now. I'm a married man. When I met my wife, I drove a hoopty. But we own rental properties. We got a nice house that we're proud of, and it's not an issue. Not about where you
now,
about
where you now slow down.
There you go.
What kind of car do you drive? Because I want to know your definition of a hoopty, because Envy's definition was all off.
Okay, I drive a 2003 Ford Focus right now.
Okay, yeah.
That's a hoopty. You win. Shut you right up, ye. That is
now,
a hoopty.
Why don't you get a newer car? I'm just curious.
It's just not important to me. I'm more worried about getting more rental properties. I'm more worried about keeping my wife happy. And leaving my kids something when I'm gone. That's my focus.
There you go.
That's my Ford Focus.
Thank you, brother.
I've always, Angie, I'm kind of like your dad. You said he always drove a Hoopty. I just never really felt comfortable in a nice car, to be honest. This is what I always drive.
Really? Would you like it if, like, you know, maybe your wife surprised you and bought you a new car? Would that be dope?
Nah, she better get us another property.
There you go.
Because you know what? I'm not going to lie, though. Sometimes them cars get old, and then you end up spending so much money fixing things. You might as well just get a new car.
Nah, get your old Hoopty, put a liability on it, and you're good.
Nah, how much is a new car?
He ain't even got
how much is a new Ford Focus? Let me see. How much does that run?
Oh, boy, why are you laughing?
I'm looking at it right now. Y'all laughing at my car?
She laughing at your car.
No,
though.
I'm just trying to see what the... Don't let her laugh at your car. This is a wagon. Let's see how much can we get for that. Okay.
Don't you Ford Focus, Shane.
You might get like $3,000 for it.
How many miles it got on it?
Got like 190.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, no, you're not going to get $3,000.
Yeah, you're going to get about
$900.
You're right. That's a Ford Focus, brother.
Yeah.
I'm
just saying, but Sharon was wrong, though. She was talking about how she bringing a man up and he can't go where she can go. Men do that with women all the time, but women expect it, and that's the difference. They expect for a man to take them places they couldn't go and things like that. So it
depends. Like, no, let's not generalize. There's a lot of places I can go that I can take myself a lot of places, so, you know, I get it. And she can take herself a lot of places. So I think her point was, I can do these things, and if he can't do them, then it might hurt his own ego.
I just want to give you a lot of props for having that Ford Focus with 200,000 miles, brother. You stay clean out there, man. Hello, who's this?
This is Celia.
Hey, Celia, good morning.
Good morning.
We're asking, would you date a guy that drives a Hoopty?
Well, in my younger days, it wouldn't have been a deal breaker, but I'm in my mid-30s, and I think that if you don't have, if your life choices haven't led you to at least have a reliable vehicle in your mid-30s, then we'll probably butt heads.
What if it's a reliable Hoopty?
I still think, you know, it should be something up to date and nice. I think a Hoopty doesn't go hand in hand with reliable. Hoopty to me is like, it's run down, it's not up to par, you probably have problems with it. It's not something that if you're in your mid-30s that you should be, you know, you should have something nice and reliable.
I agree with you. And I agree that when you're younger, things like that don't matter because we all struggling trying to make it. But when you get to a certain age, you're like, okay, I don't want to have like struggle love anymore.
Right. And I understand things happen, but like, I don't want to have to weed through like, okay, are you just going through something or is this just who you are? Are you just a person that doesn't make good decisions, you know? At least come with a reliable, up-to-date vehicle.
And then he's like, oh, my car broke down. Can I use your car to get to work? Then you dropping him off at work.
I have seven children.
I don't need eight.
How you fit all those kids in the car?
She got a minivan.
Minivan can't sit eight.
She got the third row.
Y'all so much. I can't even believe I'm talking to you.
Row, what kind of car do you got that seats eight?
I have a Chrysler, a Dodge, or what is it? A Chrysler Town and Country.
You don't even know what she has.
I know. I'm
Town and Country. There's no way in hell you get all seven kids in that one car.
Yes, you can.
No,
look,
you can.
Three in the middle, three in the back, one in the front.
Yeah. And I have teenagers. And sometimes I have my kids and a couple of their friends. They squeeze in and we make it happen.
Lap it up, baby.
Goodness gracious.
So wait, who gets to ride shotgun?
They all fight over it. So I don't just let my oldest get the shotgun because she's the oldest. If my five-year-old calls it first, then that's who gets it.
Now, let's be honest.
We have daily fights and sometimes fist fights over the front seat.
When your husband's in the car with you, one of the kids got to sit
on
the floor.
Mom.
Oh.
I'm a single mom.
Yeah, how are you going to assume that? She's a single mom raising seven amazing kids.
One of them got to sit on the floor. Don't lie.
You got to have a car. You got to at least have an up-to-date car because I'm doing seven by myself. So I know if you're just you, then you can have a decent car. It doesn't have to be foreign or anything.
I got
to
have a tractor trailer if I date you with those damn kids. Jeez.
Not all women with children are liabilities, and not all women with less or no children are assets. That's a fact.
No, I just got to get all the kids
in
the car.
Fact.
How y'all going to come to my house for Christmas? We got to get a tractor trailer to get everybody there. Jeez.
She like, look, I raised.
We're the whole party. You know, you don't have to send out a bunch of invitations. Right. Just invite me.
So for the
party.
Pandemic, you were straight because you had your seven kids and they had things to do. They were playing with each other the whole time.
I'm
I have a great idea for a business for you. You know how they have like people that you could hire if you don't have a lot of friends? If there's people whose kids don't have a lot of friends, they could just call you.
You're going to bring seven over.
You bring all the kids and then you just charge them. Yeah. And it's a party.
So it's like the wedding singer, but it's like the friend.
Right.
The friend singer.
For the kids.
Well, God bless you, Mama. I want more kids. I want 10 kids. My wife's not trying to have it. I'm trying to have more kids. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is we don't want no scrubs. That's what it's sounding like. Now, I understand the diamond in the rough thing. I think when we're younger and we're not in that space and we're all trying to come up together, it means a lot. And there are some women who are okay with, you know, that. And we did speak to a man who actually has a lot of properties and cars aren't important to him. But I do think, you know, we don't want to be having to pick you up on the side of the road because your car broke down. Mm-hmm. We don't want you to having to ask us to drive our car because your car broke down. You can't get to work. So I think as long as you have something decent that works, then, you know, it could work out. But certain people like a Sherry Shepherd, she's just not with it.
All right. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Hopefully, you guys are enjoying your day. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note for the people?
Yes, I do. You have to prepare for what you've prayed for.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.